Not all the hymns that we sing have interesting backgrounds, but some of them do. There is, we don't know for sure, but there is possibly some interesting background material for the song that we just sang. It is thought that this hymn originated from India. According to at least some of the reports, there was a mission effort in the country of India. And there was a man and his family, they were converted. And after they were converted, the man, the husband and the family, he began to go out and talk to other people about the gospel of Christ. And several other people became interested in Christianity. There was a local village leader that didn't like that, probably took away from the other religion that was being practiced in the area. And the village leader began to oppose the dad. And the village leader said, you need to recant. You need to stop talking about following Jesus. If you do not do that, your family is going to pay the price. According to the story, the village leader was very effective in the threat, but the dad was not willing to recant. He refused. Because of his refusal, this man's wife was slain. And after that, the man still kept talking about Jesus. Then the story says that the man's two children were also slain. But the man still would not stop talking about Jesus. He said, I have decided to follow Jesus, and there is nothing that is going to cause me to turn back. The story ends by saying that this man also lost his life. We sing sometimes, I have decided to follow Jesus. If you look back over the last 2,000 years, you find that there are a lot of people throughout the world who have decided to follow Jesus. It is not difficult to make the decision to follow Jesus. Refusing to deviate from that course, that's where the challenge is. That's where the problem lies. When we think about the first stanza of the song, and we've got the variation that we sang here, we've got the other variation that we sang here for a number of years. When you think about following Jesus, you find those words repeated multiple times, at least three times, depending on the version of the song that you have. Following Jesus is a personal decision. You notice the personal pronoun I. I have decided to follow Jesus. When you deal with the next stanza, depending on your book, it may be the second, it may be the third, but it talks about following Christ, even if you need to do that alone. When we think about the Christian life, it can be a lonely life at times. We have the words, though none go with me, I still will follow. Have you ever thought about that? Are those words true for us? Though none go with me, I still will follow Christ. Those are difficult words. They're difficult words for young people. You may have someone who has become a Christian prior to the teenage years. You may have someone who became a Christian in the teenage years, and they want to be with their friends. Whatever their friends are doing as far as fun stuff, they want to participate in that. If we're going to live a Christian life, though, there are going to be some times where if we're faithful to Christ, we've got to say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go to that place. I'm not going to talk in that particular way or something else. Young people know that their friends are doing things. They want to participate because that is a natural thing in the world, and yet it is incredibly difficult. God says we cannot live as the world lives. We have to be willing to tread that lonely path at times. Someone says, well, I'm no longer young. I was, and perhaps I went through that. Perhaps I became a Christian later in life, but I know what it's like later in life. I have a spouse, maybe a member of the church, maybe not. But you know, it's a lonely life for me as someone who is married. My spouse doesn't share my beliefs. They're of a different faith. They have no faith. And I must live the Christian life alone. What happens when a person loses their spouse? Maybe the person had lived a Christian life with their spouse for 50 years or more. And one day the spouse dies. And now that person says, I must live as a Christian for the rest of my days. But at least as far as the marital relationship, I'm going to be walking alone. Or going back to young people for just a second, what about in school? Trying to live the Christian life, seeing all the godless behavior, some of the wicked people at school, and young people feel alone. We can be alone, at least from a human standpoint, when it comes to living the Christian life. And that's why, as we think about the image before us, being that single leaf on the tree, I'm the only leaf here or there when it comes to my life. Again, the words of the song come to mind. Though none go with me, I still will follow because I have decided to follow Jesus. Most as we look at the world, they're not willing to go it alone. They would say that path is too difficult. It is too lonely. And this song deals with a point very well. It talks about the cross. And it says the cross is something that I'm willing to bear. The cross is something that I will carry, and I'll do that until I see Jesus. Now, leaves don't have feelings, but if you think about that leaf from that particular perspective, think about what a lonely life it would lead. Perhaps as we come here today, we're thinking from one perspective or another, as a young person, as an old person, someone who's married, someone who's not, that my Christian life in some ways is a lonely experience. Time and time again in Scripture, we are told that Christianity is not a popularity contest. All three lines in this hymn say there is no turning back. Regardless of what I face, no matter what the devil throws at me, as we heard from Jeff in the opening prayer today, the fiery darts of the devil, no matter what those are, we will not turn back. When someone becomes a Christian and finally realizes what this means, have you ever thought about this fact? There's nothing to turn back to. There's nothing to turn back to. What about the old way of life that we left? Do you want to go back to that garbage? Return to the pig pen of sin? Well, that doesn't make good sense. What about the old life that had no real hope? Do we want to turn back and go to that? What about going back to a false religion that offered us nothing and put us in spiritual bondage? Well, that's certainly not desirable either. What about the peace of God? Do we want to turn back to the chaos of the world? That also makes no sense. As we look at the Christian life, as we think about following Jesus, it is a forward-looking faith. It's always been that, and it always will be. As we think about the cross of Christ, that means grabbing on, latching onto that cross, and always moving forward. The Hebrew writer in 10:38 described it this way, "But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrink back, my soul has no pleasure in him." That's what God says when it comes to the cross of Christ. You connect with the cross of Christ, and you never put it down. We may also remember Jesus' words in Luke chapter 9 and verse 62. "But Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." I've never been skydiving. I don't think that would be anything that I would enjoy. I'd probably be afraid to jump out of the plane. But you know, I do know this much about skydiving. I know that once you leave the plane, there is no going back. Once you step outside that door and you start heading towards the earth, you are in it for the duration. Our world, though, has people who love to try things to see if they like it. We perhaps had that experience at lunch. Maybe you looked at something and thought, "I really don't know what that is. I'll try it. And if I don't like it, napkin over it, and in the trash can it goes. No problem. I'm just not going to tell them I didn't care for it." If we don't like a product, we can try it. And perhaps there's an offer which says return it. If you don't like it, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back and maybe try something else. God didn't set up the Christian life in this way. But some do not get that message. Some of God's best people have been tempted for various reasons at various times to turn back. Think about Jesus. Pick the apostles. Can you imagine the honor as far as being picked as an apostle of Christ? Is it not true that the apostles, though, at least for a time, turn back? Jesus comes to the final hours of his life, and what happens? The Bible says they all fled. They turned back. Some of the disciples did manage to get near the cross and were there for at least a time. The Bible tells us that there were some others they watched from afar. But not long before that happened, Peter, and he was not the only one. Peter sometimes gets a bad rap when the others should also be involved. But Peter said this, as did the others, "Even if I must die with thee, yet I will not deny thee." Peter said, "I'm not going to turn back. Jesus, you can always count on me. I'm always going to be there. Trust me that I'll always have your back." And the others made that same claim. It's easy to think and it's easy to say, and this is true for every single one of us in this room. It's easy to believe that I would never turn away. I'll never be discouraged. I'll never fall away from Christ. And a lot of people who have thought that, for a time, perhaps view themselves as the leaf which would never leave the tree. But for some reason, because of how circumstances turned out, they ended up on the ground with a bunch of other leaves. You see, there's a big difference between being saved and being committed. There's a big difference between believing and following. Rather than merely showing up, we must submit. Rather than doing, rather than declaring, we must do. A lot of people are fine with salvation as far as things go, but when it gets to the commitment part of the process, that's where they really begin to struggle. Or they may say, "We are committed for at least a period of time." Almost anybody can be committed for a certain period of time. But sticking with that commitment for a lifetime, that's what separates the saved from the lost. If we're going to be like that leaf on the tree for all of our days, regardless of what happens, no matter how difficult, no matter how challenging, no matter how lonely, it's going to cost us something. And it's probably going to cost us a lot. The Apostle John described it like this, Revelation 14 and verse 4. These are they, the people who are like that leaf on the tree. These are they that were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they that follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. And that's what we're talking about in this particular study. The person who wants to be like that leaf, he or she says to Christ, I'm with you all the way. I will not turn back. Wherever it is, whatever it is, however long it is, however difficult it is, Lord, I'm with you all the way. Have you ever thought about how Jesus is the ultimate example of follow the leader? He is. And Jesus says, wherever I go, I'll be with you. And I want you to follow me. If we're willing to do that, we have a marvelous promise in Revelation 14 and verse 5. And in their mouth was found no lie. And here's the key point. They are without blemish. If you are willing to be like that leaf in the tree, which says, I'm going to be with the Lord and follow him through thick or thin, to follow through with the words that Peter said, but at least for a time didn't obey, God said, I will ensure that you are without blemish. I will let you stand free of all your sins in this life, and I will welcome you into a glorious eternity. From a human perspective, it may seem difficult to be faithful to God for an entire lifetime, but God says, this is the path. This is the course to take if you want every single spiritual blessing. We ask the question as we close out the first lesson, if our life were compared to a leaf, would it be like we're the single leaf on the tree or we're with a million other leaves on the ground? It takes no effort at all to be like the million other leaves. But we need to have that commitment, that fortitude to say, I am going to follow Jesus every single day. If you're not following him, maybe you need some help as far as strength to get back on the tree. That's available too. We'd like to aid you and do that now as we stand and sing.